Okay, you ready? Good evening. I'd like to call the Wednesday, September 19th, 2018 meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District to order. May we have a roll call, please?
Here.
Here.
Here. Everybody, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. That brings us to agenda review. Is there anything on the agenda that...
No.
Nothing.
Okay. So I will now open up to public comment for items that are not appearing on the agenda.
Good evening, directors. This is my first time here speaking, and my name is Charlotte, and I live in Arroyo Grande. Last week's candidate forum, Karen Ray stated that there isn't decorum at these sanitation district meetings. She rightfully said what it comes down to is meeting management, and that what it needs is some leadership. What she had wrong was the changes in leadership are needed here in the sanitation district in regards to Mayor Hill is that there's not civility in these chambers. I don't usually come to the meetings, but I watch them at home. And for the past 3 years, Grover Beach Mayor Scholes and Oceano Linda Austin have held the gavel. This is hard for me because I love civility, but that's not what I saw demonstrated the last time I was here, and that's not what I've seen demonstrated when I watch on television. It is really concerning to me. I've been actively involved in Arroyo Grande's government systems for a long time. And I'm reading from this so I don't get off track, but I want to say this. Mr. Scholes and Mrs. Austin have prevented staff from answering questions from the government, from the public. They have let their friends and supporters berate members of the audience who question their leadership. They have both overstepped their bounds with regards to staffing, and they both voted to pay to get rid of former administrator Gerhard Huebner and former plant manager, operator John Clemens to the tune of around $200,000 combined. They did so only after they assisted in the $100,000 witch hunt investigation into Mayor Hill that was instigated by Ms. Ray after much consternation, wrangling, and they found nothing wrong. Ironically, Ms. Ray has endorsed all of you. The very three people who have been in leadership roles here at the sanitation district. These three people who continue to stonewall Mayor Hill as I have watched from my home, I've noticed, again, a lack of civility. We are all people, and we care about our communities, and we care about each other, and we need to start treating each other with respect. I'm just giving facts that everybody knows right now. But Mayor Hill has done so much for the citizens of Arroyo Grande and the ratepayers of the sanitation district. I'm requesting that Mayor Hill will be given the position of chair after he wins the election for mayor. Because civility is a must that must come back to these chambers, and Mr. Hill knows how to be civil. I've seen it for the last 4 years. He is respectful. Please, Ms. Austin, vote to remove the censure of Ms. Hill and Ms. Nichols. I'm asking you to second it. Okay. I'm also asking that because Arroyo Grande is not properly represented. We're the largest community of this district, and we are not as represented as we should be because we keep his mouth.
I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up, please.
We keep his mouth from being heard. I would also ask the commissioners to increase to a 5-member directorship. 2 from Arroyo Grande, 2 from Grover, and 1 from from Oceano, because that's appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
What was her name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yes. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Julie Tacker, and as I've asked before, I'd like you to rescind the censure of Mayor Hill. I'd like to ask you to censure or investigate Mayor Scholes. I'd like to see you pursue civil action against John Wallace. And I'd like to see you correct the record of Mary Lucy, the former director of this district. The censure of Mayor Hill came about. There's a long history associated with that. Mayor Hill actually wrote an opinion piece. It's been posted on Cal Coast News. I invite you, the public, to go there and read it as he explains how he was denied, he doesn't use this word, but he was denied due process in an investigation into allegations that were all found unfounded or non-existent at all. I would ask you to go there, and I would ask that Ms. Austin and Ms. Nichols read it today, because during that time it was very hot political issue, and today it has cooled off, but for the Tribune. The Tribune has picked up that baton and run with it, and they shouldn't have let the past lie with regard to that. The correction of the record from Mary Lucy's comments does ring true through today's campaign rhetoric. There's a lot of people suggesting that the sanitation district can somehow easily go to recycling water. Because you're on this board, you know that we've got to get redundancy under our belt first, and that recycling water may be many years out. But moreover, the idea that you will stop discharging to the ocean is not in the cards. There will always be about 1 million gallons a day that needs to go through that discharge pipe, because it has to carry your brine waste from your recycling plant. Unless, and Brad Snook, if he was here, he would suggest that you do some wetland ponds, and you'd need a great amount of land to do that. But the proposal that's on the table today, you cannot stop discharging to the ocean, because you have to have some discharge. And so I would like that record to reflect what is actually the projects that are before you. As like I said, the campaign rhetoric is mistaken. People who are running for office do not understand.
3 minutes, sorry. Thank you.
Three minutes
are up. Thank you.
I did hear that. Thank you very much.
Does anyone else have public comment?
Madam Chairman, members of the board, I'm Jim Caldwell from Oceano. I understand that recently at these meetings, there has been a lot of accusation, or there have been many accusations against Oceano, and Oceano properly meeting their responsibilities, and that there are leaky pipes and several other issues. I don't think that's accurate. I think these are accusations that have no basis in fact. And I would request that this board please obtain the necessary information so that we all can know whether or not these things are accurate. It shouldn't be all that difficult to get our staff to give us a good report on whether Oceano really is dumping a lot of water that's causing increased costs to other members in the community. And we should know. So hopefully we can get the accurate information, and it should come from the board so that it has the proper authority for all of us to recognize. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Okay, is there anyone else have public comment? Okay.
Mary Lucy Oceano, I see that there was a letter in the local tabloid that one of your directors had written, Mr. Hill, and I saw that, you know, I all the way through it, I kept thinking, no collusion, no collusion, no collusion, you know. And, you know, at some point as a board and as an organization, I strongly encourage you to start moving forward. You have a new general manager, which is great. You know, and I'm sure the staffing is straightening out and everything, and there's no reason why we can't go into, you know, Project Blue, you know, the reclamation, and all the things that we've actually wanted to see for a long time. So I would strongly encourage you to, you know, ignore the comments of there's an almighty witch hunt out, and go back and investigate people from 15 years ago, because there's a contradiction, several contradictions, but the main one is, as a ratepayer, I don't want you to spend money on legal investigating something that happened in 2010. I just am not very supportive of that at all. So, you know, you as a board to take a leadership role and push the agenda forward, because it's going to benefit us all. And I know that Grover Beach is looking at drastic increases in water rates, and AG just had their increase in a rate within the last couple of years. And so that water can be used. You know, we're not out of this drought, but these projects need to come online. So please just keep moving things forward, and I think that everything will smooth out. Thank you.
All right.
Chris Victorine, Oceano, and I just have a couple of things. I think the first thing is, 2010 was a long time ago, but we're talking a lot of money. It's not just an investigation into behavior. It's an investigation into money that the ratepayers are due back, and it's investigation is, you need to look into it initially. I'm not saying there has to be one, but talk to the DA. See what information they have. Reread the Knutson report. I think it's important not to throw the money away of the district. And second, when we talk about civility, I think the rules of the meeting, we've kind of gotten a little bit better, where the audience is really not supposed to be participating. At least that's my impression when I was here before, that the rules basically say, let's not applaud, let's not have comment, let an individual come up and say their piece without comment from others. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Madam Chair, I would ask that no applause be done on either side, please.
My name's Kelly Myrick, and I've been a resident of Oceano for 59 years. And the comment on the witch hunt, I believe, if it's the one I'm thinking of, that man has already been charged, and you can't charge him again. He paid a fine. And I would also like to know why a lady named Mary Tacker is from Los Osos and commenting on what goes on in Oceano, Arroyo Grande, and Grover Beach. I wouldn't pay attention to what she says, honestly.
Thank you. Okay, please, let's have any comment applause. Is there anyone else for public comment?
Patricia Price, Arroyo Grande. I would encourage people to go to Calcos News and read the article that was mentioned before. It has a timeline of what's been happening here at the South Sand District. I've been coming to meetings for many, many years, and I find that timeline and what Mayor Hill said to be actual, and it gives the public a good idea of what's actually been going on. I don't think it's a fiery article or anything. It just explains the facts. I think that we really have turned a corner and things are going to get better with our new administrator. I'm very hopeful. And I do hope that we can come together and really get along as a tri-county community that needs to work together, and hopefully that will happen. I would encourage people to check their facts and not just listen to rhetoric, because there's been a lot of that. And let's work together. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Oh, yes.
Patty Welsh, Arroyo Grande. I also have been coming to these meetings for quite some time, and I can't believe that the Real Housewives of the Sand District are still churning up the same stuff from years ago. I thought we were going to move forward and get this plant going, so I hope that we can do that. Thank you.
Please, folks, come on.
I didn't want to talk today, but
come here.
My name is Clark. I'm a disabled veteran, and I don't understand how Miss Julie Tacker, that doesn't live in this district, she does not live here. She's not a property owner. She's not a shareholder. And every time I see her on TV, she's not a manager of a plant. I mean, she thinks she can run the plant by proxy from this stand. I don't know what she did in her past life. I understand she lived in a tent or something. But some lady that lived in a tent in Los Osos should not be dictating at this pulpit how that plant is run ever again. Because I'm tired of people coming from outside dictating what happens in my district. I live here. I'm a property owner. She is not. And she comes here and wastes the board's time. And I'm tired of it. I am so tired of it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. D'Souza. Folks.
If I might briefly comment on that, we still live in a free country. One of the tenets of an open meeting is that all members of the public, even if they live out of the district, out of state, anywhere else, are welcome to comment.
Mr. D'Souza, please. Yes, we've been through this before. It's just that I think the fact.
You might want to read the state statutes and brush up on your understanding of the law.
Okay, everybody speak at the meeting. What he's alluding to is that it's not normal that somebody from out of an area comes to other people's meetings, which has been brought up many times before. And I also, the reason we have so many Oceano residents here is because Ms. Tacker has been denigrating Oceano the last few meetings. And I'm going to take this moment to straighten up the record on the comments about the Oceano water infiltration. So the last meeting and the meeting on the August 1st meeting, she came to the podium and stated that Oceano is not responsible, that we pay no attention to retrofit as Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach do, and all of our extra water goes to the plant, makes it work harder, which is causing significant infiltration, and it's not fair to the residents of Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach to pay for Oceano's non-responsibility. And she's made the comments that we need to get our act together. We need to ratchet it down. We are the culprit in problems at the plant. So it seems to me that she's gotten this information from the Wallace report that was done, the study that was done in 2011 after the spill 8 years ago. So, you know, it was done after the flood of 2010, and the purpose was to identify the locations along the district trunk line that were having problems but broken down by the member agencies and identify areas where excessive ground and stormwater enter the district treatment works. The report also stated that the scope of study was limited. The main focus that they talked about in the infiltration was the lift station on Pier Avenue. It's also fed by the state parks. So I want to get it straight here. These comments made by Tucker about Oceano being the culprit in the infiltration of water that comes into the plant, making it work harder, is nothing but pure conjecture and speculation. I want to see the financial analysis of this. Where are the figures that say Oceano's costing the ratepayers of the other community, as she has implied? All you have to do is look at our agendas of our past meetings and the meetings we're having now at Oceano. Oceano has a sewer system management plan. It's called the SSMP. We submit reports monthly. We're in compliance. We are aware of some hot spots, and we have submitted to the Regional Water Quality Control Board that regulates the system. We have set aside reserves to do the RFP, which is Request for Proposal for our wastewater system. Oceano is responsible and is planning for this in our infrastructure program. We've taken measures to prevent water infiltration in our manholes. It is because Oceano takes action to correct and address points in our system that have possible weakness, and it is our proactive approach to move forward in a positive fashion that has Ms. Tucker trying to turn this into a negative and make these statements that imply Oceano doesn't take care of business, and it has this nothing is further from the truth when it comes to Oceano and our Oceano Community Services District and our sewer system. So, and we understand, for especially here, that it is hard for some of these people in this room to grasp that Oceano is working in the black. And our organization is sound and solid. We've secured water sources for future generations. Our community is thriving. So I want to assure the residents here, the residents, our neighbors, our neighbors in Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach, that Oceano is in sound fiscal condition. We're taking care of business. And these comments made by Ms. Tucker are completely out of line, and I'm wanted to correct the record. Thank you very much. Is there any other public comment? Then we'll move on to the consent agenda.
Madam Chair, I'm glad to hear that Oceana is following up on the Wallace infiltration study.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. So the consent agenda, the approval of the warrants, the meeting minutes of September 5th, the notice of contract completion of valve replacement project, and the notice of completion digester number one rehabilitation project. Is there anything anyone wants to pull from the agenda?
Nothing.
No. So may we have a public comment on the consent agenda, please?
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tucker, and no, I don't live in your district, but I am an American citizen, and I have the constitutional right to speak at these meetings, and I have been since 2009, and I have studied much more than just the INI study, much more than certainly either of you. Mr. Hill probably has read more than I have. What I would like to speak to tonight are your warrants. And maybe take this opportunity to suggest that you do another INI study, that's an infiltration and inflow study, so that where you have a pipe that might leak out, it also may suck
in. Is this regarding the warrants you're talking
about,
Oceano's pipes?
I'm talking about
All
where,
pipes.
Where is it on the warrants that has...
I'm talking about expenditures, ma'am, and I'm suggesting that you purchase a new study. I also find it interesting that you are citing... We all cite the Wallace study, and it's that very firm
are
that...
Are you going to contact...
I'm getting there, honey.
Madam
I'm getting
Chair,
there. You are interrupting
respect,
me.
I believe we're required to listen to public testimony uninterrupted.
And then people say there's no civility because I'm interrupted or my questions aren't answered.
No, you interrupt a lot.
Excuse me.
Just
I get 3 minutes here. That's all. That's all I get is 3 minutes here.
No, and then you run it from the back of the room, too.
Only when you don't answer my questions.
I'm not engaged with
you. You've done that.
Speak.
You have engaged with me.
Speak your 3 minutes, please.
Thank you. I do recommend that you do a new infiltration and inflow study. And either discredit the previous one or find out what's really in the ground today. I know that meters could be put on your end of the pipe to see just exactly how much flow is coming into that plant. If you're so concerned, do it.
Anyone else have...
I'm not done. I'm not through. I'd like to get to the warrants. I have a question about the Pismo Beach... the check to Pismo Beach for $1,135.88, it's your share or some portion of your share of the EIR for the Central Coast Blue Project. I'd like to know a timeline on when the public can actually read the EIR. When is the public review draft coming out? And I have a question about the RINCON consultants for redundancy. What are they working on, and what material can I read from this expenditure? It's $302. I'm always curious about the legal expenses. The July and August for Mr. Trujillo is about $3,000. Jones Mare is $930. I just wondered what are they working on if you aren't in litigation, which you haven't been for a while. Thank you very much.
Any other public comment on the consent agenda?
Yes.
I was there the other day.
Every single port she wants us to spend money on, I don't want you to spend money on.
Right.
I don't want you to investigate anything. She is not a property owner. You don't have to legally give her anything. It's a waste of our time. She's combative. She's just wasting our time. You have more things, important things to do. She's not the operator of the plant. She cannot dictate from this pulpit by proxy what's going to happen at our plant in Oceano from a tent.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Patty Welsh. On the warrants that I see that we're paying a CPA almost $5,000. I'm wondering why we have a bookkeeper.
I too have a question about the warrants. I don't need to rant or anything. If you could just kind of let us know in the warrants, there seems to be a duplication under the accounting. You know, there's staff that does accounting. It's in their job description. And then there's outside entities, and I don't know if they're that $5,000 or other, you know, expenditures are for the annual audit. Or so if we could just have, like, a kind of a brief, you know, summary of what happens in-house and what happens with contracted providers.
Anyone else have any comment? Okay, Mr. Gant, could you want to, on the carry troop, do you want to give an explanation on that, please?
So I won't be able to quote the exact dates, but there was previous board direction given previous to my tenure here that there would be financial support or fiscal service support to the district in preparation of this last audit. So as you recall, Amy was on leave for a number of months. We had other bookkeepers involved. And so during the process of having Moss Levy come in and do our audit in August, in order to prepare for them, we utilized the services of Ms. Troop, to do some advanced preparation for the audit, which Moss Levy came in and did back on the August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, I believe, were the dates that they were at the district. And so it was through that effort they looked at the old books, the closeouts, how Faye Russo, a previous accountant that we used, did some journal entries. And so some of that stuff was unknown to Amy because she wasn't at work when that was done. And so recreating that required some effort. And so we did have to use a CPA to make sure that we were understanding and following the chain properly. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, Mr. Gant, can we get it straight with the legal fees? Like, we're not in litigation. However, can you maybe say there are other things like public record requests and things that are costly to the district in legal fees, that there are other things that we use a lawyer for? Could you explain some of those things? So,
happy to talk about it. So, we, as you know, we have counsel and special counsel at the district, and so largely Gil serves to Mr. Trujillo serves to represent us here at this meeting and is our primary counsel. And then for more day-to-day stuff, later in my administrator's report, you'll see that we hired a landscaper, and we hired to replace our lawn mowing service, and we hired a new cleaning service to replace the old cleaning service. And through that, there's contracts, and those contracts need reviewed by council to make sure that they're legally binding contracts, and everything that they've proposed and that we've proposed as a district is would hold up in a court of law. And so we use outside counsel such as Jones Meyer to review those type of documents and provide an okay for us to enter into those contracts. Right. Thanks.
Okay, if there's no more public comment on the consent agenda, I'll entertain a motion.
I move we present, we approve the consent agenda as proposed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carries 3-0. Okay, so we'll go on to our next item, the district administrator and plant operations report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So during the past 2 weeks, we have just recently received, this morning actually, the redundancy plans, the 60% plans from Kennedy Jenks. So I have those with me now. I'll start a plan review this week and get comments back to Kennedy Jenks. They'll be in town on October 1st and 2nd to do a sit down and go over mine and the CPOs and some of the operators' comments. Financing state, we're continuing to work with USDA on providing them some updated information to continue pursuing that avenue. Spoke with USDA earlier this week. Everything still looks good for covering Oceano's portion. It does all qualify for funding through USDA. So that remains promising as far as at least partial funding for with favorable lending terms is why we continue to pursue the USDA funding. So some exciting news that we celebrated at the plant was the return of digester number one back online. So we did fill that with sludge, and it's making gas now. And so we've brought that back online, and it's heating and mixing. And so we're back in operation with that project. So that was a long time coming. Now that kind of carries forward to the rental centrifuge. We would anticipate that once that's fully operating, we would return the rental centrifuge because we won't have as many centrifuge demands at the plant. No update on SCADA. No update on the personnel manual. The audit we talked about, but no update since the last meeting. On the brine program, I have been working with the CPO and our lab technician, and we have updated a draft standard operating procedure for our brine disposal. And I will be bringing that forward to the board to present that and for receive and file at a future date so we can finalize that. I spoke briefly about the plant mowing and landscaping and janitorial services. And then I'll come back to this lease request. Granite Construction, they've been sending water to the plant and just wanted to give you an update. To date, we've $8,000 and some change in additional treatment costs recovered from the construction project. On the lease, we were approached by an agency working for the Department of Defense. They would like to potentially install and lease a space on either our fixed film reactor or one of our digesters to place a small piece of radio equipment for the Navy. In the past, we had AT&T on the site with a lease agreement, so it's not new to the district to have these type of facilities on site. Much smaller piece of equipment, much less intrusive. But they called me, and they're actually in a rush to try to get this up and running. And I told them I wouldn't be able to get a formal item on the board, but I would present it at least in my administrator's report that we have received this request from NextEdge Networks requesting this. And so I'll need to circle back around and come back with a full update on what that would look like and what that would consist of. And okay. I did send to Keith the language. Our special counsel received the language for review to make sure that everything in there looked okay. And we had a couple tours at the plant. Chair Austin came in and went around the plant, and then Keith Storton came in last week and took a tour of the plant. And the plant's running well, no violations, no exceedances, nothing was even close, so happy with how the plant's operating right now. We had a minor motion alarm. We're still dealing with we did catch a mouse in the office, so we're hoping that the alarms go down at this point, but we have no idea how many more there might be.
Sounds That's like a it. Pretty sensitive alarm.
Or a big mouse. There are big mice.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you have any comments on the report?
No, I'm glad to see individuals touring the plant, and glad to see that you guys have a tour there.
Barbara, any comment?
I think we just are doing a lot of good, positive things, and I'm very, excuse me, I got have a cough drop stuck to the roof of my mouth. I'm just very excited about the directions we're moving, the things that are being done so accurately and efficiently.
Yes, thank you very much. Is there any public comment on the district administrator and plant operations report?
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker, and I'm sorry if you said it. I didn't hear it. Is there a new engineer's estimate with this 60% design? And then with regard to the USDA funding and the Oceano portion, what formula are you using? Is it a pro rata share by flow? Is it by population? I just would be curious, what is their portion? What is any of the community's proportional share of the cost of the project? I think that's a very fair question to ask. Because that if they are indeed eligible for low-income assistance, which would be terrific, what kind of money are we looking at to benefit the project? I think that's the simple question. Are you going to allow heckling?
Would you care to answer the question, Mr. Gant?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be very kind.
Can you just get his phone number?
Are you through speaking?
No, I actually had one more question.
Well, you asked me to ask a question.
No, actually, I would ask you to address the heckler.
Oh, it's funny. You have a heckler.
I do.
Yeah, you're usually the heckler.
Sometimes.
Please, let's be quiet and let Ms. Tacker speak.
I'm sorry. Heckler will not speak anymore.
Please.
And my last question was, is the tour that you took, Ms. Austin, I'm curious if you have toured the plant before yesterday.
For Christ's sake.
Before the new digester, before the new equipment, I just wondered if you'd been there before. That's my only question. What's wrong with that?
I've lived by that plant all my life.
That doesn't mean you've toured it.
I have toured it many times.
Okay, that was the question. Now I know the answer.
Oh, I'm so happy.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I would love the answer to the other questions on the flow and a new engineer's estimate.
Wow. Miss Lucy, do you have something to say?
They just can't take. Sorry, I'm going to talk about the sand district for a minute.
All right, everyone, please let Lucy speak.
You know, the SCADA system has been kind of like this big sucking sound at that plant for, I don't know, like 15 years, and staff has repeatedly reported, oh, it's down. Oh, it hasn't started. Or we just spent $10,000 sending staff to be trained on it because they had to be trained over in the valley. And we need a software update. So it's just this first of all, the software has to be obsolete. They must be working off DOS because as long as this thing's been on the agenda, you know, we got Windows now. Come on, you know, so. Instead of continually, I don't even know the value of this thing, but I know that it's cost us a lot of money over the years, and it's been down far more than it's ever actually contributed to the plant. So maybe when staff settles in and gets all the moving pieces, you could take a look and see if it really even it applies anymore. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment on the district administrator report? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to miscellaneous items. Do we have any?
Matt, can
what? No, we're done with public comments closed.
I just want to say you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job.
So you did ask me to answer Ms. Tacker's earlier question.
Yes.
And I'd like to respond to a couple of things that were asked. So right now, the USDA has put it on us to come up with a formula, like what that would look like for the pro rata share for Oceano. And so they're open to number of connections. They're open to the population, the number of flows. And so right now, I've cut a small PO with an engineering firm, Mike Nunley and Associates, who we hire every year as our staff engineer at the district. And so they're looking at what would be the most beneficial to the project to capitalize the most amount of money we could capture through that. So he's running through those different scenarios to kind of paint the best case scenario, which is what USDA asked us to do. They said come up with something that is advantageous to the project and present that to us. And so that's how that's being approached. As far as the engineer's estimate, yes, it's 60% plans. That does include an updated engineer's estimate. And so I will be presenting that to the board with an update once I have at least a couple days to review it. As I said, I just received that today. And then as far as the SCADA on Ms. Lucy's, the SCADA has been inoperable for the plant up until about 2 weeks after I started. And so in the mid-July, working with AutoSys, a local vendor, we brought SCADA online. And I think I've shared that with most of you, most of the board members at the plant at every opportunity to show you what value SCADA has been bringing to the plant. And those trends and that historical data has allowed myself and Michael to address the chlorine contact chamber issue. So that's a case where having trends and data and automation allow us to solve a problem at the district that would have required continuous sampling every minute if we didn't have something like SCADA. So there is value in it, and it's an investment I think we need to stick with and continue on with, and it is finally providing value to the district and the ratepayers. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, board member communications. Anything?
Nothing.
No. All right, I have nothing. We're going to have closed session. Can we get a report on closed session, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The district will hold a closed session to confer with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation, initiation of litigation, one potential matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Any public comment on closed session?
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker, and I find it interesting that we just heard about the SCADA system. We just heard about the I&I study. These are the very things. I'm talking about it, Linda. I'm talking about the litigation, the potential litigation. That's what I'm talking about. These are the very items that Mr. Wallace hired his own firm to do for this district. His own firm, without going out for the benefit of all the ratepayers, for the lowest bid. I'm speaking to the litigation in that I'm hopeful that this item is about you pursuing civil action against Mr. Wallace. Yes, it was heard in a criminal court, but like O.J. Simpson, he was found not guilty in a criminal court, but he was found guilty in a civil matter. I hope the reverse is this case here. Mr. Wallace was found guilty, or he settled and pled no contest, because he did do some things that were in conflict of interest, in violation of state law. If you take the time to learn the matters of the case, then perhaps you will see that it's worth recovering your district's ratepayers' money. And I encourage you to get a district attorney in here to discuss the case with you. And then you make your decision.
Any other public comment? Okay, seeing none, we will adjourn to closed session. Thank you all for coming.